Paper sales are based off of cover price. So generally speaking, the publisher sets the cover price, and they sell their books. Well, actually, no, they commission their books or put them on consignment. They consign their books to bookstores at a discount. Typically, I think it ranges about 50%. So if the cover price says $24, the book buyers, the bookstores, will be getting it for $12 or whatever discount they've managed to negotiate directly with the publisher. And I'm sure there are other costs involved, like shipping and so on and so forth. But those are on consignment. So if the bookstore doesn't sell them for any reason whatsoever, they can return them to the publisher for credit for other books. So they're not really being sold. So for that reason, royalties are based off of cover price, because the publisher has no control over what the bookseller price the bookseller actually sells them at. The margin between where the bookseller buys them and what the publisher puts them on consignment for, that's the bookseller's margin. That's where they make their profit. So when you get a bookstore that's selling them at 40% off, the bookstore is still roughly making maybe a 10% margin, depending on what their shipping costs and so their fixed costs are. Regardless, the books that don't get returned to the publisher, the author is paid off of a royalty rate off of cover price, and that depends on the book. Hardback books typically have a schedule where they say first 5,000, it's 10% of cover price, and second 5,000 above that is 12.5% of cover price, and the third 5,000 and above that is 15% of cover price. Very, very, very few books will ever reach that. Even selling 5,000 hardback books is just huge, 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 huge. Even more so now than in the days of before digital became as big as it is. Trade paperbacks and mass market generally tend to have a fixed rate of just this much above cover price, this much of percent of cover price. I think it's like 7.5% for trade paperback and maybe around 8% for mass market, except like anything over 150,000 copies is a different rate. But mass market has kind of gone away. Like, it used to be that many, many books were published in mass market. Those are the little fat ones that you would see hanging in, just for any readers that don't know, hanging in like a book rack at the drugstore or whatever. That's how book royalty rates for print are calculated. And, the contract terms are going to be different from author to author. Lots and lots of details about returns and remainders and all this type of stuff. But because the publisher doesn't know how many books are actually coming back on consignment, they don't actually give you all the royalties that you earn right away. They don't credit them. They hold back some for returns. And based on whether, I mean, they have lots of fancy spreadsheets that help them project based on your prior sales and how other books have done, what they more or less expect the returns to be. And only once they're convinced that books aren't going to be returned back to them do they release those funds towards your royalties. That's how print works. Digital ebooks are completely different because, for the most part, ebooks don't get returned. For the most part, and it's changed a lot. The industry keeps changing. The publisher doesn't get to set the price of what an ebook will sell at. Now they do, then they don't. It just 5 months from now, this information probably won't even be current anymore. So the way that the contracts read for digital is that the author gets a percentage of net. So whatever the publisher gets from the retailer for ebooks, the author's going to get a percentage of the net. And this varies. Traditionally, for years now, it's been locked in at a 25% rate, which everyone down the food chain, except for publishers, have screamed that that is horribly unfair to authors because it is such a small amount of the actual money that's being brought in for less work on behalf of the publisher. For example, a publisher has to print, store, ship physical books. And that does factor into the overall cost, but not by much. Like people who say, oh my God, this print book was, you know, $11 and this ebook was $9 and the publisher is ripping us off. Well, it's been said and probably is true that the manufacturing costs and shipping costs and such of a paper book only works out to about 10% of the cost of producing a book. So traditionally, the royalty rate for print was supposed to work out as such so that when the author had earned out their contract, earned out their advance, whatever came in and above that was more or less fairly split 50-50 to the publisher and the author. That's what the traditional royalty rates on print were supposed to account for. In ebooks, with the percentage of net, it's probably not 50-50. Pretty fair to say is not 50-50. And it's been a really tough nut to crack. Publishers have for the longest time refused to budge on those numbers, and for good reason. That's why they're staying solvent. You know, publishing is in a state of turmoil right now, and they don't know where things are going, and they're making bank on ebooks. Excuse that. I had a talk with a friend of mine who's in a different publishing, not in the same publisher as mine. And she was saying how they weren't willing to negotiate on ebook rates at that time because they had no idea where it would stop as far as market saturation. They said right now ebooks are still in their infancy, and they believed that people were buying far more books than they were actually reading. But once the e-readers were full and they kind of the newness of it wore off and e-readers sort of reached its market saturation, then the rate that people were buying ebooks was going to slow down, and they didn't want to give away the farm and then find out that things had changed and they couldn't undo it. That was their position. It's not my publisher, and I don't know if it's the position of many publishers or not. But traditionally, ebooks have been locked in at a 25% of net towards the author. And that means that when you, if you look at it in the way of every ebook sold is a, let's say, trade paperback book that doesn't get sold, then yes, the author is making book per book less money than they would have if ebooks didn't exist. Some people ask, well, if ebooks did, have ebooks increased sales overall for a book? And I don't think that it's ever going to be possible, no matter what kind of metrics someone has, to say whether because of ebooks, readers bought more of one particular title than they would have if ebooks didn't exist, because that's like trying to predict the future, so you know, so to speak. It's an unknown. You just can't know. So are ebooks in general meaning more books are being bought? Probably, because I do agree that even from my own personal buying habits, I buy, when I do buy ebooks, which is rarely, I do buy more than I read. And they just sit there, and then one day when I'm on a plane or whatever and I don't have a book with me, eventually I'll read them. So where this goes, I don't know. It's possible. I know that some big name authors have managed to crack that nut of 25%, but how long it takes till it trickles down to someone like me, I don't know. So my own personal sales rank in about 50%. Well, The Informationist, which is the first book, it doesn't count as for the metrics. It's sort of an outlier because it's been put on sale so many times. It's been a Kindle Daily deal and whatever, that the number of ebooks is per ratio is higher than the others. But I think roughly my sales are in the 50% range of ebook. So I lose out, yeah, on royalties, absolutely, because so many of my books are digital. My sales are digital.